When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeart Radio app.
The Moist Line, 877-MOIST-86. You probably have a lot to say about what you've seen this week. 877-MOIST-86. Or use the TalkBack feature on the iHeart app. And if you want to follow us at John Cobell Radio, then you can see everything posted on all the social media sites at John Cobell Radio. All right. We will take a brief break from the coverage of all the mayhem. Another type of circus continuing in New York. Trump. The hush money trial, it's day number 10 already. It's just really moving along, isn't it? And we're going to talk with Dave Packer from ABC. And I think today you had one of Trump's attorneys cross-examining Stormy Daniels, former attorney, among other things. Dave, how are you? Dave Packer. Are we?
Yes, that's me.
Ah, there you are.
Ah, here I am, yes. So we started out this morning with another instance where there was a hearing on whether Trump violated the gag order in the case again. That's after Trump was fined $9,000 for other gag order violations. We haven't had a monetary amount on these, and they haven't come to a conclusion. But then it was back to a testimony, and Keith Davidson was on the stand again. He's the L.A. lawyer who specialized basically in not just getting money for Stormy Daniels or Karen McDougal, but as the defense was pointing out, got money for all sorts of clients. They were, you know, painting it as extortion, and Davidson took issue with that. He didn't, and again, there was this kind of a lawyer-to-lawyer heated exchange between the defense and Davidson himself on the stand, basically saying, you know, he didn't remember details of certain cases that they were bringing up. They were bringing up old cases, like one that involved Lindsay Lohan, and then there was another one about other celebrities, Charlie Sheen, and he was asking about details, and Dave said, look, I have so many cases, I don't remember all of this stuff. So they were trying to attack his credibility.
That's an all-star lineup, Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, wow. I mean, apparently that's the tip of the iceberg.
So, I mean, what were they looking to get out of him exactly? What was the information that he would have here, or is he just laying the groundwork? That type
yeah,
of
no. Well, what happened was we had the first time we heard Michael Cohen's voice in the courtroom was not him being there himself, but was on a recording that he had with Keith Davidson, and apparently Cohen recorded this surreptitiously. And in one of the recordings introduced into evidence by the prosecutors, Cohen could be heard telling Davidson that he was saying to Donald Trump, "I can't tell you how many times he, Trump, said to me, 'I hate the fact that we did it.'" And this trying to kind of lay out that Donald Trump knew about these hush money payments, mm-hmm. because it's come up in court that his name was not on these documents. So, you know, that was the prosecution was trying to get across.
Right. They're trying to prove that, yeah, Trump was in on this.
Exactly. Yeah,
this wasn't Cohen doing something all by himself.
And we'll get to that a little more of that when Cohen takes a stand. That's ultimately going to happen. And, you know, they're sort of laying the groundwork for this. They also had a forensic tech expert who analyzed the phone that this was recorded on, just to basically kind of shoo away any accusations that things were doctored on the phone and this wasn't a true recording. Interestingly, when they asked him about Michael Cohen's phone, he said that how many thousands? There were over 30,000 contacts on that phone, which was kind of interesting, and he said that was unusual.
30,000 phone numbers.
Actually, 40,000. No, I'm not like that number wrong. 40,000.
You're talking about Cohen's phone?
Cohen's phone, yeah. 10 pages for Trump alone. Contact.
Nobody knows. 40,000 people? That's a baseball stadium.
It's a lot of people that he's calling.
How the hell could you know that many people?
I don't know. But, yeah, they said that was a bit unusual.
All right. Now did the attorney, the Trump attorney, how do you say his name? Emil Bove?
Bovey.
Bovey.
Right.
Was he trying to spin this that Davidson was Keith Davidson, Stormy Daniels' attorney, was trying to extort money when he was negotiating for Trump to pay?
Yeah, Stormy? You know, the way they're painting this is basically that it was a shakedown. Now, you know, the prosecution is saying, look, this was a hush payment that the former president willingly wanted to make, that a contract was signed, and that this, you know, happened shortly after the Access Hollywood tape. And the former president, according to the prosecution, had determined that he couldn't take two of these sexual scandal hits back to back, and he just kind of wanted this to go away. Although they did, you know, kind of talk about, again, that I hate the fact that we did it. You know,
right.
So he seemed conflicted about it.
Right. But the attorney's trying to spin it around saying, no, Stormy Daniels was extorting us, I guess, giving the impression she's threatening to go public unless we pay her off because she knows how much damage she can do.
Right. They're trying to paint Davidson as this sleazy lawyer who just kind of extracts money from people.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dave.
Yeah, you bet. Take care.
Dave Packer from ABC News on the Trump trial. Nothing in that Trump trial is going to matter. You can't compete. Today, Trump was, after he got out of court, he was meeting with like NYPD and the fire department in New York, and he's getting a lot of mileage out of making appearances with the good guys in New York City trying to keep the peace against all the insanity going on at the college campuses. All right, when we come back, you know, there was a Jewish student attacked at UCLA, a girl. In fact, she was knocked unconscious and had to be taken to the hospital. And we'd heard about this in the last 24 hours. NBC did a story on it. We're going to play you that story to show you that there was violence against a Jewish student. And it's bad stuff. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm just watching the Biden administration has been furiously trying to put together some kind of ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel, because all this disruption going on in America is doing terrible damage to the Biden campaign, because it just looks like the whole world is out of control. American campuses are out of control, and there's a sense that there's nobody driving the car anymore. And they know this, and they got they got Arabs in this country, Muslims angry with them. They have Jewish people angry with them. Everybody's pissed off for different reasons. We played you that clip. I'll play it again because it's only 12 seconds. Play the clip again at the University of Alabama, the protesters. These are pro-Israeli protesters and pro-Palestinian protesters in agreement on, they have a chant. Yeah, it's the F-bomb. F Joe Biden. Everybody chanting that down in Alabama. Palestinian sympathizers, Israeli sympathizers. So what they're trying to do is get some kind of ceasefire that it'll get everybody to stand down. And so I just saw that Hamas, though, is not playing along. Hamas's condition is a permanent ceasefire and all the Israeli troops removed from Gaza. And Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, says, no, we're going to finish this off eventually. No. So if that's the negotiation, there's no ceasefire coming until somebody backs off.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
So the UCLA chancellor, your friend Gene Block,
yes,
has just released a letter to the campus community.
A lot of letters, yes.
It's another letter, and this one was just released. Do you want me to just give you a synopsis?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Our community is in deep pain. We are reeling from days of violence and division, and we hope with all our hearts that we can return to a place where our students, faculty, and staff feel safe and one day connected again. He said the university had planned to allow protesters and community members to voice their opinions about the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas as long as students and educators were not placed in harm's way. But following violent conflicts between demonstrators and counter-demonstrators, the decision was made to clear Royce Quad.
I'd like to write a letter to Gene Block. You dumb cluck. You allow your radical professors to teach your students that America is an occupying, colonializing, unfit, and illegitimate nation. And then you teach them that Israel is also an occupying, colonizing, unfit nation. That's what you taught them. You taught them that the U.S. shouldn't exist because of its past sins. Israel shouldn't exist. And then they believed you. And you taught them that the Palestinians are oppressed and the Jews are the oppressor. You have faculty who are also joining these protests and reinforcing that message every day. This is all the kids have heard while at UCLA. What'd you think was going to happen? And then when the trouble started and the first tent popped up, you were too weak and silly and foolish to get rid of the tents. And I can only assume that you also sympathize with the Palestinian cause. And nobody refers to them as Hamas, one of the worst terrorist organizations in the world. Oh, it's the Palestinians. No, it's Hamas. By the way, Hamas is extremely popular among the Palestinian people. Go check the polling. The polling for Hamas, favorability rating through the roof. Joe Biden wishes he was as popular in America as Hamas is with Palestine. But none of that truth is ever taught to these kids. And you listen to these kids talk. I mean, Blake's talked to none of them. Some of them. They're dumb as dirt. They're incoherent. They don't make any sense. They're ignorant. This is from Gene Block's UCLA. You know, the cheap line is, oh, you ought to resign. You know what? You'd have to clean house of probably 1,000 people in the administration and the professors. And I don't think you could find 1,000 reasonable professors and administrators anywhere in the country to replace them. It's its own weird cult. You just can't send your kids to schools like this anymore. These elite colleges, they're shot to hell. They're running on their nameplate. They're running on the way the LA Times runs on its masthead. It says the LA Times, but it's not the LA Times that used to be. The UCLA is not the university it used to be. It's been completely infested and taken over. And here's another thing that happened at UCLA. A Jewish student by the name of Eleanor got attacked, knocked unconscious, hit her head on the sidewalk. Here's NBC4 reporter Kathy Vera.
Eleanor, who asked us not to use her last name, says this was a very traumatic incident for her, and she replays it in her mind every time she closes her eyes.
The first night was beyond difficult to go to sleep. I could just repeatedly imagine, and I can see myself hitting the ground, and it's so terrifying.
Eleanor, a psychology major at Pierce College in Woodland Hills, went to the protest at UCLA Sunday with her family.
We went there to protest, to stand, and to be there for our country, for Israel.
But things turned ugly when her sister dropped her Israeli flag.
I'm going down to get it. It's being kicked and stepped on. And then I'm being kicked and stepped on.
The protests were reaching a boiling point, and Eleanor was suddenly caught in the middle.
I ran down to try to pull her out of their feet, and they pushed her back, and her head slammed the ground. And I thought that's it, I lost her.
Eleanor is shaken, but is recovering. And her mother says what happened to her daughter during the protests at UCLA is not going to stop the family from rallying for Israel in a peaceful way.
If you allow the fear, so, you know, the evil will win. And that's not, no, that's not going to happen. We have to keep, we have to stand for our voice. Proudly.
Eleanor underwent tests at the hospital, including a CT scan. She is now at home, recovering physically and mentally from her ordeal.
Well, Gene Block created that environment, and now he's putting out letters saying, you know, we're all in deep pain. You created the pain. You could have a set of rules and then enforce the rules immediately. You didn't. You embraced the chaos, and the chaos eventually devoured you, and you could see that coming. Days ago, everybody could see this coming. These things always end up this way. Ended up this way in Colombia. Colombia had cops climbing ladders and smashing through windows because the crazy people took over the administrative building. And again, by the way, if you missed the first couple hours on the show, you ought to listen because we talked extensively how it's not just these students expressing their First Amendment rights. These are hardened, disruptive, outside agitator organizations, well-funded, been around for years, and they have been directing these kind of protests now for about 13 years, going back to Occupy. Remember the Occupy movement? Occupy Wall Street? Yes. Remember the people crapping in the parks and living in tents? Well, it's what we got here at UCLA. People crapping in the UCLA lawn and living in tents. It's what we had with the homeless people and those activists. They're very effective, and everybody's afraid to take them on. Now, Gene Block, the chancellor at UCLA, had the power. He could have said, no, we're not putting up with this at all. You know what you do? In fact, I heard about one university today that had their set of protesters in a fenced-off pen on their lawn, and that's where you stand in protest. And you can scream all day and night. And I've seen this when we've covered conventions. Like, we went to the Republican convention some years ago, and there was a protest pen, and people screamed against Trump for all week. We'd see them every day behind the fence. That's what you do. You're not entitled to a certain plot of land on a university. You're entitled to be at the university if it's a public space, and the university can give you that space, and then you can shout your stupid nursery rhyme slogans. But you don't get to live in tents and then destroy the place. There's no constitutional right. Gene Block should have stopped it in 5 minutes. He failed. Of course he ought to be fired. In fact, everybody there at UCLA ought to be fired. But what would you replace him with? The group at Columbia that ought to be fired? What are you going to do? I don't know. It's the state we're in.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. You can hear our show as a podcast on the iHeartRadio app. And we had a lot of fascinating discussions with various people today. You want to hear in the 2 o'clock hour, we talked with Brad Garrett from ABC News. And we also talked with Aaron Cohen from, he's the Israeli Special Operations veteran. And we talked a lot in the 1 o'clock hour, too, about the concept that this is not just students. This is powered by other forces, left-wing organizations that are well-funded and well-organized, and they have been able to manipulate the students. They supply the students with supplies and food and money, and the students indoctrinated by the universities have been willing participants in this, but it's really governed by other forces. You got to think like the left. The left-wing Antifa forces from the George Floyd days, it's the same people. Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, homeless activists, it's all the same organizations, the same methods. And if you look closely, it's a definite pattern. Now, this could be outside agitators from foreign countries adding their support, their money, their organization, their influence over social media. I don't think everyone is aware of what really is going on. You know, it's not just the carnage you saw on television the last couple of nights. And here's something that'll make it worse. Joe Biden's administration wants to bring Palestinian refugees directly to the United States. You think you'd be inured to this stuff, right? But after seeing what went on in all the campuses, and it was, by the way, it's not just Columbia and UCLA. It's dozens of campuses around the country. It's all over the place, which is another thing, the coordination aspect. They pick the weeks of finals ramping up to graduation. This war's been going on for 7 months. They could have done this in October. In fact, October would have made more sense, like a spontaneous emotional reaction. Didn't happen in October or November. Happens in May? Really? 7 months and you have this kind of angry explosion? Weren't you angrier when it first happened? I forgot exactly what day the Israelis went in, but it couldn't have been more than a few weeks after the October 7th attack, so it must have been by November, right? Certainly. Well, the Biden administration wants to give Palestinian refugees, bring them straight to the U.S. And you have the House Homeland Security Chairman, Mark Green from Tennessee, staying there, saying there's no justification for allowing those who actively hate America, our founding principles, and our way of life into our country. Yes, bringing in these refugees are not bringing friends of America here. That's just going to add more shock troops to what's going on. You see what's going on in Michigan. There's like a culture within a culture in Michigan. And it's an anti-American culture. And these are going to be more anti-American. Of course they're going to be angry. They're refugees from a war that we have supplied the money and the weapons for. Well, you think they're going to be thankful they're here? Or they're going to be perhaps on a mission for revenge? If a country has sent the money and weapons to bomb out your homeland, are you going to go to that country and say, hey, thanks for having me here. I'm happy I'm a refugee here. Hey, thanks for wasting my country. I mean, even if you support Israel, you have to admit, yeah, we are funding that. We are giving them the weapons. We're giving them all kinds of military direction. That is the truth. Hamas is evil and has to be snuffed out, but, you know, we are doing this. So you think these Palestinian refugees are going to be all warm and fuzzy? Have you seen how they're feeling lately these days on the college campuses? And this is after being in the U.S. for a while and going to our public universities. They don't seem to be feeling warm and thankful for being in America right now, are they? Aye, aye, aye. We're going to give these Palestinian refugees housing assistance and a pathway to citizenship. Oh, so then they could vote. Wow, maybe they could vote by November. The Biden White House must have seen a lot of really, really bad polling. And somebody said, do you think we could import thousands of Palestinians maybe to shore up one of the swing states? I don't know this guy, Mark Green, who's the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. But it seems like his thinking is right on. He says there's no way to properly vet any of these potential refugees. Well, yeah. They didn't vet the first, 5 million that came over the border, that came over illegally. These people are going to be legalized. Green said, given Biden's nonsensical and destructive approach to border security, immigration, and national security, it's hardly surprising that Biden is considering welcoming refugees from Hamas-dominated Gaza. Yes, Hamas has over 75% support in Gaza, and we're going to bring refugees who are going to be really, really, really pissed off, don't you think? And they're going to come here by the thousands. And they're going to cluster together in places, right? You're going to want to try to keep some kind of community. What the hell? Senate Republican Policy Chair Joni Ernst said, we demand that your administration cease planning for accepting Gazan refugees until you adequately answer our concerns and focus your attention instead on securing the release of U.S. hostages held by Hamas. Oh, yeah, right, the U.S. hostages. Remember those poor souls? Totally forgotten. You don't see any speeches about that. Wow. And the Biden White House is not denying existence of this plan. They're just not commenting. There's a program called the United States Refugee Admissions Program. And that enables the Department of State, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services to admit refugees and give them U.S. government-funded resettlement assistance. We're going to pay for it. Of course we're going to pay for it. Now, the U.S. has allowed 400,000 refugees to come through this program in the last 10 years, but fewer than 600 were Palestinian. Yeah, well, I guess that's all going to change. Is this stupid or is this part of the plan? Are they that stupid or are they that bold? And there's a larger plan they're executing, and these refugees are just a piece of that plan. I'm thinking in ways I've never thought before. You should too.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I saw this photo. It's real. Stanford University has submitted a photo of someone to the FBI. If someone on campus wearing a green headband worn by Hamas terrorist fighters. Can you buy these online? Is this an Amazon thing? You can get Hamas headbands? That freak people out. So the officials, because they have their own protesters camping overnight at Stanford, and they're encamped in the White Plaza. And you could see, I've seen the photo. It is a guy wearing a green headband, a face covering, and glasses. And the school said, we've received many expressions of concern about a photo circulating of an individual wearing a green headband. We find this deeply disturbing, as Hamas is designated a terrorist organization by the United States government. Well, looks like Stanford has a few extra brain cells compared to UCLA. They went right to the FBI and said, hey, is this guy trouble? And the Stanford president, Richard Saller, now you're going to see people who want to hold on to their jobs. And the provost, Jenny Martinez, said the encampment violates school policy, and they've submitted the names of students for disciplinary proceedings. And Stanford officials have been called on to, like, take tougher measures than UCLA. So there you go. Got an actual Hamas guy running around Stanford with his green headband. Conway's here.
Hey now, I dropped my notes. Here they are. I just saw President Biden. He was in the Oval Office, and he was asked by a reporter, with all the protests and all the people who've been arrested and all the loud noise, has it changed your policy at all when it comes to the Middle East? And he said, not at all. So what are we doing?
What's the point of this?
Right. If it hasn't changed his policy at all.
Yeah.
Either he's lying, which I don't think he is. He looked like he looked right in the camera.
Talk to Netanyahu, see if he's moved by this.
Why are we doing all this? What's going? I mean, if it doesn't change policy, and it doesn't change the way people behave, I don't understand.
It's to destabilize the country. These are outside agitators. Mm. These are left wing forces. You're going to see a lot more of this. It's been going on. A few years.
We have a we got this huge festival going on this weekend. I don't know if you're going to go down to this Redondo Beach festival. Man, that thing's going to be unbelievable. Also, the police have cleared the campground at UCLA, so now it's the people coming in having to pick up the trash, and they have to bring in tractors. There's that much trash. They have to bring in, you know, full huge dumpsters and big tractors. And who's going to pay for all of this?
They're such environmentalists, aren't they?
Yeah. But I think UCLA should reimburse the city of Los Angeles Highway Patrol for all of their expenses.
Oh, my God. You know the lawsuits that are going to be going on over this?
It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild. But then again, look, that's a state-run school. LA's a city. So it's money just exchanging hands. It's all our tax money just going from A to B. So yeah, who cares? Yeah, it doesn't really matter, I guess.
We're not going to get a piece of that.
That's right. But it was wild to watch. I thought that the protesters were going to put up more of a fight. And at the end, they sort of didn't. They just, put their hands behind their back and walked away.
They didn't have any weapons.
I guess it wasn't the ending that, if you made a movie about this, the weekend ending up where the cops come in riot gear and they just all walk away. People leave the theater going, well, what is that?
What was the point?
Yeah, what's going on?
That's right. If you're going to have a revolution, you got to win.
You've got to have, there's got to be a message. And there wasn't.
No message.
Big right. Dog.
Conway next.
Dog.
And we've got Crozier with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Imagine getting in a hot, stuffy car in the summer. You know how it cools off much faster when you roll down the windows first to get the hot air out? Well, that's exactly how an Easy Breathe basement ventilation system works, removing all the musty, damp, stagnant air and replacing it with fresher, cleaner, drier air. Take charge of your air with Easy Breathe ventilation and get $250 off today. Ask about DIY kits. Visit takechargeofyourair.com or call 866-822-7328.